number six. Okay, we are going a little bit further in the Gemara. We saw the Gemara told us that there's two brisas that teach us this idea of Yad is not limited to Yad, but it also could be fulfilled through a chatzer, a gag, through the reshus. We have one brisa which is by the din of get, and we have another brisa which is by the din of gneva. That is the two brises that are brought in the Gemara, and the Gemara asks the obvious question. If we already have a drasha teaching me this concept by Gerishin, why would I need another pasuk teach me this concept by Geneva? And vice versa. If it teaches me the concept already by Geneva, why would I need another pasuk teach me the exact same concept by Gerishin? So that is the concept called a tzrichasa. We need to explain why we need two drushes to tell me the same concept. So the Gemara is going to explain to us what are the reasons why we have two drushes over here. Zag the Gemara, let's read it together. Utsricha, and we need both of the drushes. Why? Diyash meinon get. If the Torah would only tell me this chiddush by Gerishin, that you can be kinder with a chatzer, you can use a chatzer by Gerishin, not only Yad, I would say that maybe it's limited to Gerishin and it's taka not going to apply to Geneva. Why would I say such a thing? Mishum debal karcha megarsha. Because Gerishin happens even against her will. Aval ganov, delese bal karche. But a ganov, he doesn't become a ganov against his will. Emaloi, maybe a chatzer would not work for a ganov, even though it works by Gerishin. So I need it. I can't only write it by Gerishin. I need to write it by Gerishin and also by Geneva. So one second. So maybe just write it by Geneva. If Geneva is the bigger chiddush, just write it by Geneva. And if it works for Geneva, so Kol Shekein is going to work for a Gerishin, right? Zog di Gemara. V'yashminon ganov. And if the Torah would write this chiddush by Geneva, that chatzer works, not only Yad. So then what would I say? I would say maybe the reason why it works by Geneva is because Mishum dekantzi rachmana. Because the Torah gave a knas. The Torah says that a ganav, he's doing something wrong, so let's mess him over. He'll become a ganav even with a chatzar. But a woman who's getting divorced, she's not doing anything wrong. Aval get, she's not doing anything wrong. So aim a light, maybe a chatzar is not going to work to be kona. So therefore, it's richa. That's why we need both drushes. This is Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Let's try to explain a little bit deeper what's going on over here. Zog Rashi. There's three Rashis just on the first part of the Tzrichasa. It's extremely strange. Three Rashis on the first part of the Tzrichasa? Didn't we just explain the Gemara so beautifully, Pashup Shat? Why do we need three Rashis just on the first part of the Tzrichasa? Let's see what Rashi has to tell us. Zog Rashi. Mishum de Balkarcha. You know why Gerishin maybe works? Because Balkarcha. That's why Chatzah works by Gerishin. Kloimar. Meaning to say, the Chiyoiv Leinami Biyada, that even if you would give it to her in her hand, Al Karcha hi, it works against her will. Va'afilu hachi, Amar Rachmana de Tiskarish. And still, what did the Torah say? That she's going to be divorced. Hilka Chatzera Nami Kanila. Therefore, her Chatzah is also going to be Kaina. So what do we see over here? Zogt Rashi. Rashi tells us an incredible point. He tells us even Yad is Al Karcha. It works Al Karcha. And still it's Gerishin. So Chatzar also is going to work. That's Rashi. So right away, Moshe jumps in with a question. He says, I don't understand. Is it true that when you put a get into her Yad, it's Bal Karcha? Maybe she wants it. Maybe this guy's been beating her up every day. He's so frustrated that he didn't have a good morning seder. He comes home and he beats her up. Maybe that's what happened. That doesn't really happen. Yeah, but let's say such a thing would happen. He's so frustrated that he didn't stay in Kail. He comes home every day and beats her up. Right? Maybe that's what happened. So, Lamaisa, she's happy to get divorced. It's not Balkarcha. No, what does Rashi mean, Balkarcha? Rashi means, Balkarcha means that when it's Biyada, even if it's Biyada, it's regardless of whether she wants it or not. It's irrelevant of whether she's going to say, yes, please give me a Gerishin, or don't give me a Gerishin. It doesn't make a difference. Right? She's not playing any active role in making this Gerushin happen. It's going to be all Bal Karcha. Whether it's Biyada, whether it's Bachatzeira, makes no difference.
This is only, it's not applicable anymore though, right? Like where?
Bizman Azeh?
Yeah.
Such a thing?
Yeah.
Now there's a Takana de Rabbanan that says that that we don't do it in the same way. We don't do Bal Karcha in the same way. We do take the consideration of whatever a woman wants into account. Bizman Azeh. Don't beat up your wife so fast. Okay? Fine. Okay. Al Koponim. Let's appreciate. Yeah, Rashi says over here. One, two, three. Three lines of Pirish. And he's not done. Aval Ganov, but when it comes to a Ganov, Dilo Mechayev, that he's not going to be Chayev as a Ganov, Ishad Yenish Al Karche, if somebody throws something into his backpack. Let's say somebody throws a JBL into a guy's backpack. It's not his. He throws somebody else's into his backpack. So he becomes a ganav. He doesn't become a ganav. How did he become a ganav? He does not become a ganav. So there, what? No. Stealing. Ema midaite. I might say midaite nami lo tikni lechateiroi. So then, even if he wanted to steal, and he would try to steal using his chatzir, it was midas, not balkar. Even if it was midas, he also would not become chayev in Geneva, im loy mashach, unless he does a different kinyan. But chatzar wouldn't work. What would be an example of chatzar? That's midaitoy. Kigoy nichnatza lachatzeiroy v'nal b'faneha. For example, it came into his chatzar, and he closed the door. Right? We heard a shir klali from Dor Shashiva about this line of Rashi, v'nal b'faneha, that the Ketzai says that you need to do a maisa, right? That was the Ketzais, you need to do a maisa in order for Rabbi Gneva. And we saw other, the Chazanish says, no, you don't need to do a maisa. Rashi's just telling you that it's an indicator that he actually wants to steal, which I don't know if you guys noticed, but the way I was reading the Rashi now, I was reading it bedavka in a way to fit with the Chazanish, that you don't need a maisa, right? Let's read it again, just to bring out this point. Eima, I might say, midaite nami lo tikni. From his own das, his chatzar would not be kinda for him. His own das, if he wants to be kinda, it still wouldn't work. Im loy mashach, unless he did a meshicha. What would be an example where he wants to be kinda with chatzar? So it's from the flow of Rashi, it sounds like Rashi's trying to give an example of chatzar, which is midaite. So it's a little bit, it fits a little bit into the Chazanish, that the fact that he's locking the door is just showing that that's his das to be kohen of the animal. Al kol panim, we understand from these Rashis, three Rashis, that Rashi is coming to explain what is the Tzrichasa. The Tzrichasa is that Gerishin happens Bal Karcha, so therefore, chatzer works. But geneva does not happen, bal karcha. And therefore, I might think that chatzer doesn't work.
Is it that it works because of bal karcha? Or is it that it works because of the drasha, and we think it's only applies there because it has something?
Beautiful. Else? Excellent question. Avi also asked that question during Seder. Excellent. And?
Elio.
Elio also. Very good. I can't see who you pointed to because Joseph Black. Yeah. Right? And Elio, very good. Excellent question. We have over here a Gevaldiga Shaila, which we are going to address, Bezves Hashem, in the coming minutes. But before we do, let's realize that there's something very strange. We were all bothered by a question this morning. We read the Gemara Pashup Shat, right? This is Bal Karcha, so it works. Chatzar works. Geneva is not Bal Karcha, so Chatzar is not going to work. Right, that was the Tzrichasa. That was the Pashup Shat. The Pashup Shat makes sense. Doesn't it make sense? There's a very nice Pashup Shat here. Because get is Bal Karcha, so therefore it's more chamur, it's more severe than Geneva, which doesn't happen Bal Karcha. So maybe that's why there's a chumrah, so to speak, in get, that chatzer works.
What do you mean by severe?
Severe means that the requirements are
less.
Less, yeah, exactly, right. Meaning it happens bal karka, so therefore it should be easier to happen.
Easier
right?
for the husband to do it.
Yeah, easier for the husband to do it, right? So if it happens bal karka, so I understand. Okay, that's why a chatzar could work, right? If it doesn't happen bal karka, so you see it's less, it's more difficult to make it happen. So then a chatzar shouldn't work, right? That's pashup shad. It's just a very simple cheshbon. This is more chamur. This is easier to nail the guy. Chatzar works. This is harder to nail the guy. It's more kal. Chatzar doesn't work. Right? L'chari, that should be the simple pashup shad. That is the pashup shad. So why do I need a Rashi b'chlal? I don't need Rashi. Question number one. Pashup shad makes sense. If pashup shad makes sense, you don't need Rashi. That's question number one. Question number two is, okay, fine. Even though pashup shad makes sense, there's still a Rashi. Fine. So let's see what Rashi tells me. We learned the Rashi, and we don't understand. What in the world is Rashi adding? What's he telling me more than what we just already knew from the pashup shad? He's not adding anything on. He tells you, this is bal karka, chatzar works. This is not bal karka, chatzar doesn't work. What's he doing? Shkoyev, thanks for nothing. We already knew that. So we don't understand exactly what Rashi is bringing to the table. So in order to address this, I'm going to highlight some words over here in the Rashi, and then we'll take it to the next level. Okay? Rashi doesn't simply say that it's Geirishin is Bal Karcha, so Chatzar works. And Gneva is not Bal Karcha, so Chatzar doesn't work. Rashi doesn't only say that. Rashi adds in an incredible detail. Very important point. Rashi says, by Geirishin, he says, that even when it's Biyada, it's Bal Karcha. So therefore, Chatzar should be kaina. Even when it's biyada, it's bal karcha. So therefore, chatzar should be kaina. What do you want with that?
Why lashon even?
Why does he need to bring in yad? Who cares about yad? Does it make a difference if it's yad, if it's chatzar? Who cares? Is it relevant? What we want to know is the fact that geirishin is bal karcha. Rashi should just tell you, geirishin is bal karcha. So chatzar works. Who cares if it's bal karcha when it's a yad? That's not part of the discussion. We're not talking about yad. Right? That's an important point which we have to highlight in Rashi. And let's bring out another point in the next Rashi. When Rashi talks about ganav, what does Rashi say? It's not bal karcha, so therefore chatzar shouldn't work. In what case should chatzar not work? In the case of bal karcha? Zakt Rashi, even if it's not bal karcha, chatzar shouldn't work. Even if it's not bal karcha, chatzar shouldn't work. Why not? Why shouldn't chatzar work? You could be kind of a mitziah, right? You could be kind of all sorts of things with a chatzar. Why should, let's say I want to be kind of with a chatzar. Why should, whether or not I could be kind of with a chatzar, be taluy on whether it's bal karcha or not bal karcha? Since it could work bal karcha, I could use chatzar. If it can't work bal karcha, so then I can't even use chatzar when it's midaitoy. Why not? If it's midaitoy, it's perfect. Everything is in place for the kinyan to work. Why shouldn't I be able to use chatzar? What's the havana behind that? Yeah, I see a lot of puzzled faces. Do you hear the question? The question is like this. Rashi's telling me that the way to understand ganav is that even if you want to become a ganav, it's midaitoy, it's a case of napal karkai, it's a case of midaitoy, still you can't use chatzar. You know why? Because in general, you don't become a ganav bal karkai. Since in general you don't become a ganav bal karkai, so therefore chatzar never works, even if it would be midaitoy, even if it's knowingly.
Why should that be?
You want to tell me that when it's Bal Karka, Chatzar is not going to work. Unless Bal Karka works, like Gabrishin. Bal Karka works, Chatzar works. Bal Karka doesn't work, Chatzar doesn't work. So then I understand, it's a nice equation. If it's Bal Karka, Chatzar works. If it's not Bal Karka, Chatzar doesn't work, right? That's what I would have thought. All right, let's go to our whiteboard for a second, okay? You have our whiteboard. Let's make two categories. Okay, category number one is things that work Bal Karka. What are we going to put in this category? Things that work Bal Karka.
Gavrishin.
So, it's does the things that Chatzar works, okay? What's going to be? Things that Chatzar works, what's going to go into here? Gavrishin. Because why? Because since Gavrishin works Bal Karka, so then Chatzar works, right? Bal Karka, makes sense. It's Bal Karka, it works, right? Now, what about Geneva? Does Geneva work Bal Karka?
No.
So, Chatzar is not going to work. So now I'm asking you a simple question. When we say Chatzar doesn't work by Gneva, or Chatzar does work by Gevrishin.
You say it does work by Gneva.
It does, 1 second, before that's because of the Drusha.
Yeah.
But without the Drusha now, we're talking about without the Drusha. Right, we say Chatzar is not going to work by Gneva because Gneva is not Bal Karka, right? Doesn't that only mean that Chatzar is not going to work when you try to use it Bal Karka? But let's say I try to use a Chatzar not Bal Karka. I try to use a Chatzar Midas, knowingly. I want to become a Ganav. I want to steal this with my Chatzar. So would you call that Bal Karka? Is that Bal Karka? It's not Bal Karka. So shouldn't Chatzar work in that case? Maybe Chatzar should work in that case.
What?
Because what are we saying? What is Rashi explaining to us? That when it's Bal Karka, so then Chatzar works. Gevrishin is always Bal Karka, so it's gonna work, right? When Bal Karka doesn't work in Geneva, Bal Karka doesn't work. So then I would say, okay, Chatzar is not gonna work. But what if I have a case where I want it to happen? So then, maybe that case, maybe Chatzar could work. I only see that Chatzar doesn't work in a case where it's Bal Karka. Where do I see that Chatzar shouldn't work even if it's Midaito? Where do I see that?
Where do we see Chatzar doesn't work? We see it by Geneva.
Oh, that's exactly what I'm asking. That's exactly my point. Why shouldn't Chatzar work if it would be Midaito? If it would be theoretically a case of Midaito, what should be the problem with Kenyan Chatzar? It's Midaito. What should be the problem? You want to tell me that Bal Karka, Geneva doesn't have a concept of Bal Karka. Okay, so there's no Bal Karka. Good. So I can't use Chatzar. But what about if it would be Midaito? Why wouldn't Chatzar work? Isn't Chatzar a regular Kenyan that we find all over Shas? Why wouldn't Chatzar work if it would be Midaito? You see from Rashi that's not true. But I'm trying to understand why not. You see from Rashi that even Midaito Chatzar is not going to work. Why not? Why shouldn't it work? Rashi is bringing out this detail. That when the Gemara is speaking about Geneva, it means even Midaito. Why?
Midaito means without any action?
Midaito means that he knows about it. But he
still,
wants
still
it to be.
Action?
It could be zero action, but it's Midaito. He wants it to be. Yeah, question.
We don't know that Chatzar is a Kenyan.
We don't know Chatzar is a Kenyan?
No.
Why not? Who says that we don't know Chatzar is a Kenyan? Maybe we know Chatzar is a Kenyan, but because the Torah writes, Biyadai, so I would think that this halacha requires yodai. But you're telling me now that the general concept of Chatzar being a Kenyan and not a Kenyan is the discussion here? There's a concept of Kenyan Chatzar all over Shas. Now, this idea of Kenyan Chatzar, which exists all over Shas, could you use that even in a scenario where the Torah says to put it in biyad? Biyada? Also Chatzar? Not only yoda? It's a good question. If you have a drasha that tells you yes, you could, so then fine, you could. If you don't have a drasha that tells you you could, so then you can't use chatzar. You're limited to what it says in the Chumash. Yada.
That's what Rashi said.
No, but I'm saying that means that there is a kinyan chatzar.
Not by Ganim. There's no drasha to say that.
Right? Okay, so that's my question. Why should that be? That's exactly my point. Why should that be? What's the pshat behind such a thing? What's the pshat behind understanding this idea that it shouldn't work? Why not? What's the chisar? Where's the problem over here? I want to become a ganav. I want to become a ganav. I'm using a regular kinyan. Why shouldn't it work? What's the problem? Why shouldn't I become a ganav? What's missing?
Special figure.
You hear the nekuda? So, in order to address this idea, let's get involved.
That it's regular kinyan.
Say again? What?
Why would you?
Our Gemara, you want to suggest that our Gemara is talking about the Makar of Kinyan Chatzar. I don't think that that's the Pasha of the Gemara. I think Pasha of the Gemara is trying to discuss that there's a Gzeres HaKasav of Yad. There's a Gzeres HaKasav of Yad, and since Gzeres HaKasav of Yad, so maybe that means it has to be Dafka in the Yad. But how do you know you could put it in the other places and it's also going to be good? We're not discussing now the general klaliistic question of Kinyan Chatzar. We're discussing the specific question of the details of Gerishin. It says Yad. Who says you're allowed to use other mechanism?
Isn't that it from the Gemara's question? The Gemara didn't hold it was only by Get. The Gemara would come down to why we need a Tzuchah. Why was the Gemara bothered by the Tzuchah?
Because there it also says Yad.
The Gemara held that.
Himate be Yadai. So maybe it's limited to Yadai. The Gemara makes the exact same cheshbon over there. It's the exact same cheshbon, both things.
But Rashi shows us the concept of chatzera that we're talking about just kinyan chatzer alone.
What?
Rashi says the concept of chatzera that chatzer is kind of for her.
So correct. Well, you're coming in the middle of the thing. Where I want to discuss it more, but what you're saying is not directly relevant to this specific point. Okay? So let's. The question on the table right now is, I see a couple of the Olam is suggesting this, so I'll speak it out just. Make sure that we're all on the same page, okay? There's one way of learning the Gemara, which it sounds like some of you guys are suggesting, is that our Gemara is discussing the entire Makar of Kinyan Chatzar. This is the Makar of Kinyan Chatzar. And then you can answer our question very simply. No Pasuk by Geneva, so there would be no Makar of Kinyan Chatzar anywhere except in Get. Special Limud, fine. That's one way of learning the Gemara. And then that would answer what I'm saying in Rashi.
Oh, no,
but there's another one, second, there's another way of learning the Gemara, which I think is the more pashtus of learning the Gemara, is that our Gemara is not discussing the klaliistika question of how do you know that there's such a thing as kinyan chatzar. There is a sugya that discusses there's such a thing as kinyan chatzar, but Metzia comes up, Daf Yud, and it comes up in multiple places of Shas, there's a klaliistika kinyan chatzar. Our Gemara is discussing there's a pasuk that says that in order to give a get, it has to be biyada. In order to become a ganav, chayv and kefal has to be biyadai. And the question is it limited to that specific scenario? Or also, even if you put it in a chatzar, which could also work as a kinyan, is also going to be okay, even though the Torah says a different word. That's another way of learning the Gemara. And I think if you learn the Gemara this way, so then you run into a question, why would Geneva be daitoy that he wants to become a ganav, why would it become a problem just because it's in the chatzar? He wants to become a ganav. There is such a thing as a kinyan chatzar. What's the issue? What's lacking in the ganeva? Why shouldn't he become a ganeva? Just because it's chatzar. Why should that be? What's the problem? Okay, this is the tzad that I want to discuss. Yeah, what are you saying? Avi, you had a question?
If you're saying that Bal Korcha is the source, is the core for Kinyan Chatzar, and Shemeshim said was not in the core of Kinyan Chatzar, I forgot what I was saying.
Okay, fine. Maybe Nehemshich it'll answer the question.
Doesn't the Brisa say that the Pasuk says B'yadai, so I only know Yad by Ganav, so how do I know Chatzar, so it's not obvious? Same thing by
not obvious what?
It's not obvious that Chatzar works by Ganav. It's not
correct,
obvious.
Correct.
Like
correct. But we're discussing now, the question is, what is the Chiddush? Is the Chiddush that Chatzar is a Kinyan, Bechlal? Independent of Gneva, it has nothing to do with Gneva, in general. Chatzar is a Kinyan, this Pasuk can teach me that Chatzar is a Kinyan? Or is the Chiddush, no, I know Chatzar is a Kinyan. The Chiddush is that by Gneva, you can also be a Gan of Chayv and Kefil through Chatzar. These are the two ways of learning the Gemara. Okay? I'm going with the second way to learn the Gemara for a second, and I'm going to address a question on Rashi based on the second way. I understand, according to the first way, Rashi is not going to be Shver. At least this point that I'm raising in Rashi is not going to be Shver. But I still don't think that that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But I'll call upon him. We're going to just take one side for a second. Okay, let's go back to Pshat of the Tzrichasa for a second. Let's go back to basics for a second. The Tzrichasa says, because it's Baal Karcha, so therefore Chatz is going to work. Gneva is not Baal Karcha, so Chatz is not going to work by Gneva. So we asked the question. We said, what's the Pshat? Why should it be that because Gerishin is Baal Karcha, so therefore Chatzar should work? What does one have to do with the other? So we said, Pashup Shat, because it's easier, so it's easier. Really, there's no Taliyah. There's no Shaykhis between the two ideas at all. But Baal Karcha means it's easier to make it happen. So Chatzar is another way to make it easier to make it happen. That's how one could learn the Gemara, and some of you did learn the Gemara that way this morning. But in Rashi, it's very clear that that's not really what's going on. There's something deeper going on over here. There's a relationship between the fact that it's Baal Karcha and the fact that Chatzar is or is not going to be Koneh. What's the relationship? What's the connection? The Chiddush Yerim asks this question. Chiddush Yerim asks this question explicitly. He says, what is the shaychus between the fact that it's Baal Karcha and therefore Chatzar should work? Or it's not Baal Karcha and therefore Chatzar should not work? What's the connection? What's the logic that one should have an impact on the other? What are you saying?
According to Rashi, the Gemara is implied question by the Tzricha is why do we need any of that?
No.
Yeah.
That's if you say that the Baal Karcha is what's making it work. But we raised that question before.
Right.
What's the pshat? We're going to get to that soon. Business of Lineta. We're not up to that yet. Soon. Right now we're trying to explain what is the connection between Baal Karcha and therefore Chatzar works. It relates to that question, but I'm not answering that question yet.
Except for the fact that Rashi's there, therefore. No.
What I mean, the Gemara says that because Get is Baal Karcha, so therefore Chatzar would work, and I would say that is limited to Get. I wouldn't apply it also to Gneva.
The Gemara doesn't say therefore, Rashi.
No, the Gemara says
therefore.
Doesn't say the word Hilkach, but the Gemara is saying the Tzrichasa. One second, slow down, let me finish the sentence. What is the Tzrichasa? Tzrichasa means teach it to me only by Get, and I'll be able to learn it from there to Gneva. And the Tzrichas is telling me why I can't do that. Right? Now that means that if it would say it by Get, I wouldn't be able to learn it by Gneva. Why would I not be able to learn this concept from Get to Gneva? Why not? Because Get works Baal Karcha, and Gneva doesn't work Baal Karcha. Right? So there's a therefore over here. Whether the word Hilkach appears in the Gemara or not, there's L'chara therefore. Because Get is Baal Karcha, therefore Chatzar works by Get. But Mashen Kein, because Gneva is not Baal Karcha, therefore Gneva is not going to work with Chatzar, right? That's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. You have a different way to explain Pashup Shah in the Gemara?
Yeah.
Let me hear. I'm not saying Rashi. Let me hear another Pashup Shah in the Gemara. I want the Olam to please listen very carefully what Akiva is saying, because if you think that he's not saying a new Pashup Shat, I want you to literally pick him up and put him outside of the room.
Because if we only say If we only say by get, then we might think that they're not comparable. We might not learn out Ghana from Geneva from Gittin, because it has to be comparable, and it has a difference, which is when words by Kirkland and doesn't. So that's only book.
So, I mean, guys, what are you saying? Is he saying same or different?
There's a difference between the two, so you can't assume that one is the same halacha. So
and therefore,
if we need to observe him,
okay,
not
kicking him out.
I don't know. What do you guys say? Guys, weigh in over here. What are you saying?
He's on the beginning of the whole truthing. I'm saying if you were to explain more, you would get down to what we're saying.
Saying since there's one difference that get works by Kaka, therefore, automatically we can learn out to
But he just said the word therefore also.
One second, no. But how about, let's say get was a paper, get's on a daf. Maybe the neighbor's not on a paper. That also reason the bar
also can't learn out from the margins. Yeah. Right, but you're saying is the work of this beside that? Yeah. Another reason the work of this gets on a paper, Geneva's
not on a paper. Geneva's on a watch. So you're saying that any case can't be comparable because there's always something slightly different in every single case? Not a lot, nothing of a lot, no sparbing reason. Just
that
there's a difference.
Get
has
a
gimel there, and
Geneva,
are they both a gimel? But I'm saying.
Get has a test,
Geneva
doesn't. Okay, Akiva. We're not going to carry you out yet, okay? But Lamaisa, my point is simply that the Pashup Shad of the Tzrichasa is that because Geneva is not Balkarcha, so therefore, Chatzar is not going to work. Is that Pashup Shad in the Gemara?
He doesn't agree that it has to be a scar-related connection. That's
I understand. But I'm saying Pashup Shad in the Gemara, okay? Pashup Shad in the Gemara. So now, I'm just asking a simple point. The Chidushi Arim is saying like this. You see clearly that Balkarcha is playing a role over here in this limud. Whether or not Chatzar works and can be applied to other places is dependent upon the fact that it's Balkarcha or not Balkarcha. That's Pashup Shad of the Gemara. So we want to try to understand, why should that be? What is the relationship between Balkarcha and whether or not Chatzar works? Rabbi Rosenblum's example, yeah? Let's say Geneva happens to be on a phone. Does get happen by giving a phone? No. Geneva is on a sheep. Does get happen with a sheep? No, there's differences. So is that a reason that the chatzar should or shouldn't work? No. Why should Baal Karcha be a reason that chatzar should or shouldn't work? What's the logic? What? I'd rather if we first hear what the Chiddush HaRim says, and then if we have time for other things, okay? Zog de Chiddush HaRim, what does he say? He says an incredible point. He asks the question, he says, Gavaldik, right? And then listen to what he says, okay? Is anybody here Ger? No? Chiddush HaRim was Ger Rebbe. Yeah? Anybody there, Ger? No? Not a Ger, the Ger Rebbe. Okay, so what does it say over here? Zog de Chidushi Arim, he says an incredible insight. Incredible, it almost blows you away. Okay, we saw this morning, Chidushi Arim says, let's say you have a yard. You have a yard. Now what happens is that your neighbor is a Ger, and they're nifter, and now their yard is ownerless. What? Excuse me, why? Because any yid has a yoresh. But a ger has no relatives. He has no relatives. His relatives from when he was a guy are not related to him anymore. And it's talking about a case where he's not married, he doesn't have any relatives. So now, who owns his property when he's nifter?
His wife.
He has no wife. Yeah? He has no wife. Who owns the property? It becomes Hefker. It becomes Hefker. Anybody who wants can go and be kohen of the property. It's called Nichsei Hager. So now what happens? You go into your backyard and you start digging in the backyard, get ready for the Shemitah, right? You got to do all of the malachas in advance before Shemitah. Fine. You're digging in your own yard. You lose track of what's going on and you end up in the Ger's yard. And you're digging. digging in a piece of property is a form of a ma'isa kinyan to be kohen of the property. You're doing something which shows ownership. That's what owners usually do to their property. So you're digging in the property. This is a way to be kohen of the property. Are you going to be kohen of the property or not?
No.
Zok Davi, you're not going to be. Why not? Because you are not trying to be kohen. You're not being mechaven to be kohen. Not being mechaven to be kohen. You cannot be kohen something without any kavana to be kohen. You're not doing a ma'isa kinyan. That's not called a ma'isa kinyan. Not being mechaven to be kohen. So therefore, zakt the chidush yarim. This is a halacha. Oder b'nichsei hager. Somebody who is digging in Nichzei Hager and he thinks that it's his own stuff, he's not being mechaven to be kona, the halacha is, he is not kona. That's the halacha. It still remains hefker. Somebody else can come along and try to be kona. That's the halacha. He thinks it's his, so he's not trying to be kona. Yeah.
But we say a child never has das, so if he's...
That's true, and that's why a child, betzim, could never get a kinyan.
So
only midrabbana.
It's always hefker.
That's correct. Correct. Malkiel, on the money, it's only the midrabbanon that says you should not take it away from him. But you're right. Very good. Excellent cheshbon. So now, zok the chidush yarim, what does this idea of oder b'nichzei hager have to do with us?
What's it called?
Oder b'nichzei hager, ayin vav dalid resh. B'nichzei hager, in the ger's property, digging in nichzei hager. What does that have to do with us? Zok the chidush yarim, incredible insight. Incredible. It says like this. When a chatzar is being kone, is the chatzar having any kavana to be kone? Obviously not. A chatzar is inanimate object. So the chatzar is not having any kavana to be kone. The chatzar is the thing that's making the kinyan, and the chatzar is not having any kavana to be kone. So therefore, really a chatzar should not be able to be kone. Should not be able to be kona at all.
You have das.
One second. You have das, but you're not doing the ma'isa kinyan. The chotzer is doing the ma'isa kinyan. But you are not doing the ma'isa kinyan. The chotzer is doing the ma'isa kinyan. So therefore, since the chotzer is not having any kavana, there should be no kinyan. Comes the Gemara and says that get, because it's bal karka, chotzer should work. Why? Because what happens is that when it's bal karcha, the pshat, one second please, because it's bal karcha, so therefore, what does that mean? Is there any das involved in this kinyan?
No.
Is she need to think, yes, I want this to happen? No. And therefore, zakt, the chidush yarim, an incredible chidush. You know why there's a connection between bal karcha and chatzar? Because the concept of bal karcha is exactly how chatzar works. The concept of bal karcha is that the kinyan is happening without any das on behalf of the kona. So too, chatzar is a kinyan that's happening without any das on behalf of the kona. But gneva, it doesn't work bal karcha. That means that you need das on behalf of the kohen in order to make the kinyan. So therefore, chatzar is not going to work. Even if, in this specific circumstance, in this specific scenario, he wants to be kinyan with his chatzar, it's still not going to work. Because why? Because the chatzar doesn't have any das. 100%. First, I want to just show you. Look in Rashi now for a second. See in Rashi? Rashi says, Mishum de bal karcha. Zok Rashi. Kleimar. The chiyov le nami biyada, when you put it in her hand, al karcha hi. The kinyan is happening al karcha, independent of her. Legamri. She's playing no role. Even when it's in her yad, she's playing no role. Afilu achit is garish. Still she's going to be divorced, even if it's in her yad. Hilka chatzera nami kanila. Therefore, her chatzer is also going to be kind of, why? What's the pshat in that? The pshat in that is because since we see that even in her yad, it's bal karcha, she's having zero involvement in the kinyan bachlal. So memela, a chatzar, which also has zero das in making the kinyan, also could work. So beautiful. Mashen kinyan, Geneva, where you see that it can't become Bal Karcha, the lo mechayv yikshar yeinish al karche, ema midaita, even with his das, nami loy tikni lechatzeroy, his chatzer shouldn't work. Why? Because the chatzer doesn't have any das. The way the Chiddush Erev sets it up, it's such an amazing pshat. It works so nicely in Rashi. And now we have a question. Kiva, you had a question?
Yeah, doesn't that do much for us, but that's
not true. What does that have to do with what we're talking about?
Does it?
I don't see why it has to do with what we're talking about.
Mishtamer's
Ladaita doesn't mean that she wants the kinyan to happen. Mishtamer's Ladaita means that if something is in it, so she can be aware to prevent it from running away, type of thing. Or that's what it means. But it could be Bal Karcha, sure.
Is Bal Karcha limited to literally against her wanting it?
That's what Bal Karcha means, regardless of whether she wants it or not. Okay? Yeah, anybody else had a question? Another question? This is Chidu, yeah, Joseph.
Wait, if we're saying that Chatzer doesn't have its own das, right?
Yeah.
So how is a woman supposed to even receive a get with Chatzer?
That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. That's why get is going to be unique.
That's what the Gemara is saying?
Well, the way Rashi is explaining it. Without Rashi, we can explain the Gemara differently. And in a minute, we will. But
against
what?
Against her will means without das.
Right, exactly. That's
it
right.
Doesn't mean like right. By force?
It's also, by force also means without her das. It includes both. Right? When you force somebody to do something, it means you're not taking their das into account. And when you do something against their will, you're not taking their das into account. I mean, you do something without their das, you're not taking their das into account.
It's against their will. It's not without their will. There's a difference.
Beseder, you're right. There is a difference, but by Geirishin, it's Al-Karcha. It means even Biyada, it's Al-Karcha. Rashi's telling you, means you don't even take their das into consideration. It's irrelevant.
So against their
that was what we explained all the way in the beginning in that Rashi.
So it's not, against their will is not like a translation.
It's against their will implies this idea that it means regardless of what she wants. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a mahalach to explain the relationship between why, if it works Bal Karcha, so therefore Chatzer should work. If it doesn't work Bal Karcha, therefore Chatzer should not work. And now we understand it works so beautifully. Bal Karcha means I don't take their das, their kavana into consideration. And Chatzer has no das, has no kavana, so it works so beautifully. Right? Okay. Let's raise another issue over here.
Another question.
Yeah, another question. Let's hear.
Well, if you were saying before that in order to be kind and annual, you're able to like pull it into the Chatzera.
Yeah.
Chatzer, that's a way of
being that pulling it into the Chatzer is a different kinyan. That's not Chatzer. That's Mashicha.
What about like opening it, the door for an
annual? Opening the door for it and closing it, that would be Chatzer. Yeah.
So there's no will there. There is will there, right? That was our original problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get how the Rem answers that.
Because how are you making the kinyan with the Chatzer? Does the Chatzer, which is doing the Maisa Kinyan, the Chatzer is doing the Maisa Kinyan,
yeah.
Right? Does the Chatzer have any das?
No.
Yeah. So you have das, you're standing on the side, but you're not doing the Maisa Kinyan.
You have control of the situation.
That's true, but you're not doing the Kinyan.
Therefore what?
Since you're not doing the Kinyan, so therefore your das is not a factor. You're not doing the Kinyan.
But if you weren't there, then the Kinyan, whatever, wouldn't have gone into the Chatzer at all.
Maybe true. But what's making the Kinyan? The Chatzer.
Is there a case in which a Chatzer has das?
I don't like
that. How could a Chatzer ever have a das? Chatzer is inanimate object.
I'm asking Abby if there's a possibility that doesn't
he's in the Chatzer, though.
Then he has the das, but the Chatzer doesn't have das.
Why isn't it like a yad? A yad is an extension of myself.
Yeah.
So
the chater being kaina is extension of my das.
I don't know what that means. Chater doesn't have das.
Evan's hands like the rabbi's hand, an extension of the rabbi's hand, so I get my das.
You could call it extension. You know what it reminds me of? It's like this guy. There was a guy in Europe, and he was a busy guy, and he didn't have so much time. So his son-in-law was learning in Kyle. He says, "Listen, you know, do me a favor. You're going to build the sukkah for sukkahs, okay? It's Europe. It gets cold in the winter. Sukkah sometimes is cold. There's wind. There's rain. There's snow. All sorts of things. So he comes. It's Arab sukkahs, and the shver comes. And he says, "Okay, Nu, where's the sukkah? Is it ready?" He says, "Oh, it's kvaldiga sukkah." He comes, he sees, it's like a few strings here and there, and a little bit of schach on the top. He's like, "Where's the sukkah? This is a sukkah?" He says, "Yeah." He starts showing him, "Look, you have less than 3 tefachim between this string and this string, it's lavud. And then once you reach 10 tefachim sach hakol, you have good asik all the way to the top. And you don't even need more than 2 walls and a mashu. So, it's a gevaldige sukkah, it's half of a fella. I, the schach, as long as it's a little bit more shade than sunlight at different times of the day, it's amazing. It's Zayin al-Zayin, it's half of the sukkah, it's gevaldig. Forget about the lumdus. Give me a sukkah that's going to be geshmak to sit in. You know what I'm talking about? Your lumdus extensions of the yad is beautiful. Bottom line is, does this chutzre have any clue whatsoever what flavor ice cream the baal like, the husband the likes? No. No shaykhis, the wife. No shaykhis. It's lumdus. It's beautiful. But at the end of the day, is there das here? There's no kavana here. That's the Chiddush Arim. It's gevaldik.
Is there a picture of the sukkah?
Okay. This is the Chiddush Arim. I want to just bring it back. We're not going to have time now to get into the other questions over here and the Achiezer. I don't think anybody got to the Achiezer during Seder anyway. So we're going to do that next time, Blin Neder. But let's just finish off. Let's just wrap up some of the important chidushim that come out from this Chiddush Arim. Okay? The Chiddush Arim, the Rashi, what they're telling us is that the way Geirishin works is that she is koine the get. How is she koine the get? Through the chatzar. We don't understand. Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? But Rashi explains to us very clearly that the word is that the chatzar is kanila. The chatzar is being koine for her, and that's what's making the Geirishin happen. Right? There was a chakira that we asked in the beginning. We had a question on the table. If this is true, that because it's Baal Karcha, so therefore you could use a chatzar. You see, you don't need das, so you don't need das. So then do I need a pasuk? I don't need a pasuk. I already could figure it out because of the fact that Geirishin is Baal Karcha. So even if there's no das, a chatzar should work. Right?
Yeah.
How do we understand that? That's... No? That was your question. We asked a question. We said a question in general. Where's the makar that chatzar works? Is the makar from the pasuk? Or is the makar from the fact that it's Baal Karcha? What would you say? How would you explain this Gemara? What would you say? The fact that it's Baal Karcha is the makar. What would you say?
It's the pasuk.
What?
The pasuk.
What? Makar is the pasuk.
Yeah. Could it be we only know it's Baal Karcha because of the chatzar?
So let's explain, yeah.
The question.
That's the question. Yeah. Like this. Basically what I'm bringing out is like this. According to the way the Chiddush Arim is being Masbir Rashi, it comes out in a sense that it's almost too beautiful. Right? Because what he's doing is, he's showing you that the relationship between Baal Karcha and Chatzar is so real. It's a real relationship. It's a real connection. That because it's Baal Karcha, so therefore you don't need das, and that's why chatzar works. Because chatzar is no das, no kavana, right? So then, that lechara emphasizes the question, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that chatzar works by Geirishin, if lechara should be pashut that it works?
Because it's not pashut.
Oh, So what do you have to say? L'char, going back to what we discussed in the past, right? What we discussed in the past, that the Torah says biyada. What is the drasha of biyada? We have a Taz and a Nesivus and a Rashi and many others that explain to us that when the word in Chumash says biyada, it means you have to put it in the hand. The drasha is extending that and telling you, no, here the word biyada means rishus. And that's what's allowing us to even entertain a tzad that it could be anywhere but the hand. So then this logic of Baal Karcha makes chatz work, etc., would be l'chayra only after this discussion. Right? That's what's happening. Okay? We'll stop over here, Be'ez Hashem. This is a wrap. This is a mahalach to go through the tliya of Baal Karcha with chatzar, a mahalach in Rashi. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have a chance to review it tonight. Before we go, I just want to let the Olam know that there's going to be a new schedule for Fridays. Tomorrow morning there is Seder at 9:45, and the details will come. There's going to be Seder tomorrow morning, 9:45.
How was your last year ready?